Hello and welcome to Highland Radio Sports preview of the 2018 Cheltenham National Hunt Racing Festival in association with BHP Insurance for all your community insurance needs. I'm Dennis Kerwin and I'm delighted to be joined by our regular racing analyst, by Don McLean of the Sunday Times and by Dave Keena of the Irish Field. We're also delighted to be joined by Rachel Blackmore, one of Ireland's top jockeys and of course the BHP Insurance Racing Ambassador. You're very welcome, Rachel. And we're also delighted to welcome Patrick Mullins. Patrick, seven times amateur champion jockey and assistant trainer of course to his dad, Willie Mullins. And Patrick, you've won three times at the Cheltenham Festival. Just looking through the record, that great horse, I was a real fan of Cousin Vinny, won a bumper for you and you won on Champagne Fever and you won on Back in Focus as well in the 4 miler back in 2013. I suppose it's hard to choose among them, but I'm sure your first win at Cheltenham was special, was it?
It is. Your first is, you know, it's very special, and it's 10 years ago this year, which makes me feel quite old. But it was it's a cliche, but it was a dream, you know, it was just a magic day.
Okay, we're going to go through the card and the principal races of the festival, starting with the Supreme Novices Hurdle. And Patrick, you've a great record in Close Hutton in the Supreme Novices, and you've an outstanding chance of winning the festival opener again with Get A Bird, who's putting his unbeaten record on the line. But it looks a weak enough renewal of the Supreme Novices.
It's very open. There's very few standout performers. Our horse is unbeaten. He's 4 from 4 since he joined us. I rode him the last day where he jumped very slickly and showed a fantastic turn of foot from the back of the last. So even though he's not got a huge amount of racing experience, he has a huge amount of ability, and we're hoping that can carry him through today.
Rachel, you have been doing a lot of riding out down in Willie's, and it really is like Disneyland for horses down there. There's so many good ones. I mean, it's a galaxy of superstars. Obviously, Footpad is the horse that everybody's talking about at the moment for the Arkle, and you know, he looks to be one of the most exciting 2 mile novice chasers we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. He's put up some fantastic performances. I know Petit Mouchoir made one or two mistakes in Leopardstown the last day early on, but I think it was just he was just trying to lie up with Footpad, and he maybe just wasn't able. He looks very exciting, and I think he'll be very hard to beat.
Don, the champion hurdle. We're just looking at the stats. Nicky Henderson and Willie Mullins have won 7 of the last 9 between them, and they look to have this year's race between them as well.
Yeah, look, when you have an odds-on shot like Bouvardaire in the race, you tend to look for one to beat it. You tend to look for potential weaknesses. I don't think he has many. Like, he won it last year. He didn't have an ideal preparation last year. He was novice chasing early in the season last year. He only had one run over hurdles last season before he went and won the champion. This year, he's had 3 runs over hurdles. He's won them all impressively. He's only 7, so he's probably a stronger horse this year as a 7-year-old than he was last year at 6. And while he's odds-on, it's hard to find chinks in his armour. Look, you'd love to see Faheen bouncing back, and it'll be some race between a peak form Bouvardaire and a peak form Faheen. Even though he's 10 years old, if he could come back to his best, and his run in the Morgiana Hurdle earlier this season was very close to his best, it'll be a hell of a race between the two of them.
It certainly would. That was a bit of a head-scratcher, I think, at Christmas time, Patrick, Faheen's performance. But you could have gained some encouragement from his run in the BHP Insurance Irish Champion Hurdle subsequently.
Yes, at home, he looks like the old Faheen, and as Don said, his first run back looked like the old Faheen. We don't know why he's been below par his last 2 runs, but as you say, his last run was much better than his second last run, so we're hoping if he can continue his improvement that we can give Bouvardaire a race. I have no doubt if he comes back to his best, he'll win.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a lot of confidence you know, that he will come back to his best, Rachel. And he's a horse that I suppose a lot of people really, really took to. I mean, he's a gorgeous looking horse, and it would be wonderful to see him come back and warm the tail of Bouvardaire. But you'd have to say that based on everything that Bouvardaire has done so far, he looks bomb-proof.
He does, but I just think Faheen has shown he can do it, and look, he's in a very he's in very capable hands, so I wouldn't be writing him off or anything.
Do you think anybody's capable of dethroning Bouvardaire, Dave?
Well, if you rewind the clock back to when he won the Morgiana, and now you're faced with the proposition of Faheen being a 6-to-1 chance to win the Champion Hurdle, you know, I just have a theory that maybe a good few of Willie's horses were just under par for whatever reason at Christmas time. I just thought he was saving a little bit for himself the last day at Leopardstown. But on a strong gallop where the likelihood is that he won't have to make the running, he's a proven Cheltenham performer, I think he's outstanding value. Like, there's not too many people that I know will go over and back Bouvardaire at 1-to-2. And the fact that he's been there and done it, I take Don's point that at 10, the stats are against him. But in saying that, he is one of the best hurdlers that we've seen of the modern era. And if he does improve 10 pounds on what he did the last day, and it was an incremental increase in terms of his ability and his form, what he did at Christmas time and then what he did at Leopardstown after that. If he improves again for the same amount, the chances are he's got a real chance going there. Bouverdere has yet to be tested this year. He won an Egg and Spoon race the last day at Sandown. I would love to see Faheen win. My heart says Faheen, my head says Bouverdere, but if you went over there as a punter, you know, no one's going to back Bouverdere. So I would have thought, on the balance of probabilities, the Irish people, they might get stuck into Faheen. And to me, he's terrific value at 5 or 6 to 1. Like, would you have thought, Patrick, that he has improved in terms of his homework since Christmas time?
His homework has been good all along, so it's hard to say he's improved. But I do think, I rode him work this morning, and I do think there's a bit more spark. You know, he looked maybe a little disinterested in Leopardstown, but he was just carrying me quite well this morning. And as you say, I just wouldn't give up that he can come back.
I thought when he jumped the last at Leopardstown, he jumped it like he had, as if he had plenty left. I thought just for a few moments he was kind of half saving himself, or maybe there was something at him. And that was my reaction when you just see him visually. And I'm not purporting to know any more than what anyone else would at the table, but I just think that we've yet to see the best of him. If he comes back to the form where he won the Morgiana and won it so decisively, I think he's a real contender.
Definitely.
OK, thanks very much, Patrick. OK, we're going to move on to the opening race on day two. It's the Ballymore Novices Hurdle. And Rachel, Sam Crowe is a really, really exciting prospect. And I know most people are playing down the hype about Sam Crowe, but I'm sure inwardly they must be really excited at what surely is a really bright future for him.
Yeah, the O'Learys are definitely playing down the hype anyway. But I don't think anyone can not be impressed by what he's done. He looks a very relaxed horse. Look, it's his first time travelling over there. That might be a small little worry maybe, but you know, the fact that he seems to be taking everything in his stride and he's relaxed, you know, I don't think there'll be any problem. And I think everyone will be hoping he can deliver and show everyone his true ability.
Yeah, I think there'll be some massive cheer done if Sam Crowe kind of looms on the bridle coming around the turn at Cheltenham. I mean, he bring the house down.
And it's probable that he will. Yeah. Like, he's that type of horse, as Rachel says. Like, he just seems to do everything so easily. He travels, he jumps, and they seem to be able to put him wherever they want in a race. And he can settle wherever, behind horses or up on the outside of horses, and he just seems to do everything so easily. Like, I'd say we're nowhere near the bottom of his ability. So look, he's a really exciting horse, and he's going to be. And it's uncanny the number of times the Irish Banker appears in the Ballymore Hurdle. He's another one. If Next Destination runs here, he can probably give him a race. So like, he's unbeaten in three runs. He probably wasn't as impressed with the last day at Naas as he had been at Navan on his previous run, but he still did it well.
Kind of a meddling race, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of a muddling race, as exactly as you say, Dennis. But he still did it well and beat a good horse in Cracking Smart, who unfortunately doesn't go to Cheltenham. But he's probably going to improve from that run, and he's a very talented horse. Black Op might be the pick of the English. He was probably going to beat Santini at Cheltenham the last time, and he made a bad mistake at the final flight. But I think, again, you try and look at these things without having green-tinted glasses on, but even trying to look at it dispassionately, I think the Irish might have the upper hand here again.
Patrick, Altior is odds on to win the Queen Mother Champion Chase, but look, you know, obviously you've got Min and Duvan there, and Min should give him plenty to think about. And again, you know, if you're looking for the Cheltenham fairy tale, I mean, for Duvan to come back and do perhaps what Sprinter Sacre did a few years ago, I mean, that would be just something else.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be a fascinating race, and you know, Altior sets a standard. He looks an exceptional racehorse, and he beat Min 7 lengths in the Spring Novices a few years ago, and I find it hard to see Min reversing that form if Altior turns up in his best. You know, I think Min will probably shorten the distance, but maybe not overturn it. Duvan is the one. You know, he obviously missed time in the middle of the season, but since we've returned with training, he hasn't missed a day. We've been very happy with him. He's working brilliantly, and he won't run unless we're absolutely happy with him. So it's a formidable task against you know, an unenviable opponent. But if any horse can beat Altior without a prep run, it's Duvan.
It'll be some achievement if he does go and really put it up to him. And if he beats him, I'd say it would be probably the best performance of your dad as a trainer?
Well, I'm actually wondering, looking at, I know when Hurricane Fly came back from an injury and he put up a fantastic performance in Leopardstown on his first run back and then got beaten in Cheltenham, and then look at Faheen this year winning the Morgiano, the fantastic performance, and then on his second run doing bad. And I actually wonder, are you better off going nowadays, going on your first run? We can train them very well at home, and it's not ideal, but you have to play the cards you're dealt. And like I said, he'll be going there as fit as we can get him.
Well, we wish you the very, very best of luck. I mean, everybody would love to see Duvan involved at the business end in the race. Okay, thanks very much indeed. We'll take a break. Part 2 of the BHP Insurance Cheltenham Festival preview coming up in a few moments' time.